directed.
Daytime is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program live from Los Angeles. Jennifer Horn is in the studio with me here. Richie is in the main control room in Washington, studios of our originating network, Radio America. And Clay is down in Texas, where I just was thinking about how unique these 3 days are. These are the only 3 days in the year that I am usually not distracted. Not that I don't. We did a program. Phil and Ken and I did a program on Saturday morning. Didn't find it distracting. Although Tony was listening to it, she said I sounded like I was half asleep.
You were probably tired. You flew in.
Well, yeah, it was a little. I don't know, but I was trying to be low key as well. I wasn't really up on it. I was listening. There's Richie. I was listening on my way into KFWB as I got over to this studio, and I. You know, the countdown show that we do in the first 2 hours of the program, I say we because it's collective, not referring to me. It was very interesting listening to me having done, this was the weekend countdown show, which they're playing an hour of on KFWB before I go on live, is a compilation of the top 10 hits, we call them, of the week.
The big stories.
And so there were two or three pieces taken from two or three different times during the week. And on a couple of them, I was really up in charge of another
those
one.
Those are the big days. And then we went back to number four.
I'm thinking to myself, you dummy. Slap myself around a little bit. So anyway, but the point I'm making, and I wonder how much this drifts into your reality, from Christmas Eve, I got on the plane, flew out here, until tomorrow morning when I leave to go back. But even if I weren't going back, and I had been here already, Christmas Eve to my daughter's birthday, which is today, I don't let other things distract me.
Yeah, it's your downtime.
This is it. These 3 or 4 days, I do not let other things distract me. This is the import.
You seem very relaxed today, too.
It's because he's got a new puppet to play with.
He does.
Yeah, right. Hey, my new Howdy Doody puppet.
He's got a new Howdy Doody puppet to play with.
It's his stress doll.
What's not to be, what's to be stressed out about?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's that plus being around everybody and seeing everything is okay. And I took Megan out for a couple hours, just the two of us last night, and, you know, get her head around where she is at the moment. And it just is, it's a good thing for parents to be able to separate. I think every parent should have time with each of his children separate and away from everything else. The distractions that come, and maybe this is the time of year to do it. I do it because it's Megan's birthday as much as anything else. But because I don't normally, when we're together, it's everybody together.
Right. So, she's married now, so she's got her husband. And
right. So her husband.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, Rich.
I mean, you get to see Megan, I don't know, 8-10 times a year when you go out to California.
Hold on, I have to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Now that she's married, does it make you feel good or bad that she is not dependent? I mean, Megan was really less dependent on
Megan's
you than
never
Brandon
been dependent.
Was.
Yeah. No, Megan's been very independent.
But she's always kind of been, you know, kind of
my girl.
A daddy's
girl. Yeah.
She's still a dad's girl.
Now that she's married, how has that changed?
Her need to come to me more frequently to work things out has diminished. Not gone.
Right.
But diminished. And that is part of becoming, and we were talking about this earlier, if you weren't listening to the program an hour or so ago, we were talking about how you know when you're an adult or when you know you have to get, you have to have that separation from the children as children to when the children are adults. Even though they are children, they are your children, they are not childish. You're always going to have them as your children. When I'm 90 years old and
You'll
Megan's
still be a daddy.
60 years old, she's still, you know, she'll call me daddy.
Yep.
And that's the reality that isn't changed by age. What is changed by age and or maturity or this experience you're describing called marriage is her friendship and her security with having found the right guy for her at this time in her life makes it that much I feel better about being a parent looking at the two of them and seeing how happy they are and how they work through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Megan has always been somebody who concerns herself about every detail. That's just the way Megan is. Megan,
hey, how does all this make you feel?
Rich.
It makes
Are
me
you
feel
trying
good.
To make him cry right
yeah,
now?
No, it makes me feel good. Yeah, I actually feel very good about the two of them. And here, sitting across from me, she does what she always does. She orders for me.
She orders.
Go to the restaurant. She looks at the menu. She actually, this is the detail.
Uh-huh.
She decided early in the day where she wanted the two of us to go for dinner.
Uh-huh.
She checked out the menu, and she decided from looking at the menu online what it was that we were going to have for dinner.
That's
and she was
true.
Right. She knew what she knows what I like.
Right.
We had a wonderful. This is a great little restaurant that's sort of tucked in at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. It's a block up from this ArcLight Theater, the original Cinerama, and it's just down a little alley. Who knows? I mean, I don't even know how. I never saw it before.
Huh.
It was a neat, really small place. They had the yummiest clam chowder. Really good. They understood how to make the clam chowder. And
chowder.
Then I just had a piece of Megan had a piece of white fish with lots of well done veggies, and that was perfect. And
that's fun. That's so cute that she picks it out and orders for you.
Yeah, and we share stuff. I've given her spoonfuls of
soup.
Let me ask you something. Yes, Rich.
Okay, you had veggies, soup, and some chowder, and she picked it out for you.
Yeah.
Did you have to get to this place before 4 p.m.?
No.
So,
why?
What's your problem? In California, we have to go to bed early, okay?
What do you mean? Are you talking about because of my bedtime?
Get the blue plate special. No, senior special.
No, no discounts. It was 6 o'clock when we got
when
there.
Your kids start pre-checking out restaurants and ordering for you online, it sounds like, you know, well, we're going to take Dad out for a big meal today. We, you know, we should probably get there around 3.
Get him something he can chew.
So we'll can get home and get his meds.
Something soft. But no, as a daughter with a split up parents, I think the daughters do really learn. I mean, you kind of become that.
But we don't. I mean, now that's gonzo. I mean,
it's gone.
Tony and I are together as much in these things. I go pick Tony up and we go to the kids' house.
But there's something about a dad and a daughter relationship anyway. And then when you have the split thing going on, you kind of become, it's a special relationship. It's almost, you know, you kind of get into that person's head, I think.
And one of the things that I don't know if I said this before, Richie. I think I said it to, I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air to Jennifer. One of the things that Megan has become an expert on, interesting, that Megan, when she digs into stuff, she becomes an expert.
Right.
So she remembered, I have all these John Wayne books around the house and the stories of his movies, and we saw lots of his movies when the kids were smaller.
Wow.
So the other day, she and her husband were having dinner with some friends.
Uh-huh.
And the discussion of True Grit and the remake came up. And so Megan goes off on this tangent about John Wayne, all of his movies, and her husband's sitting there looking at her. I had no idea you knew so much about John. Oh, yeah, my dad was a great fan of him. Books all over the house.
Right.
And Megan read every book that was everywhere.
And she wanted to know everything.
Wanted to know everything.
Yep.
And so she was spouting off about John Wayne and how the end of True Grit enabled them to do another movie. And that's why at the end of this movie, when Rooster Cogburn is dead, and the True Grit that's out now, yeah, there's no need for another movie.
Now, wasn't it true that John
Wayne...
He's dead,
but they show the end of his life 30 years after the...
Right, 30 years after the fact. Yeah. Correct.
Wasn't it true that John Wayne was actually kind of short, and they just made the doorway small so that he looked taller on camera?
No, John Wayne was a big guy.
Was he?
6'4".
Yeah. Oh, I thought for sure I learned that at Universal, no?
No, he was a big, tall guy.
Hmm. Maybe they made the doorways look so his co-stars would something how somebody didn't measure up to John Wayne, so they made the doorways.
Well, they used to do
size.
They do that with actors now all over the place. Tom Cruise has to stand on.
He's like 5 foot.
Yeah, pedestal. Tom Cruise. Oh my
and
God!
Kiefer Sutherland's another one. He has to stand up on stuff.
What a bummer.
Well, yeah.
I'll put him in my pocket.
What is he? What Kiefer Sutherland hasn't done anything. Mary Ann Reiscob is in a new show. But he's not doing, they were trying
Wikipedia.
To get the 24 movie going.
But
John Wayne was 6'4", according to Wikipedia.
I just told you he was 6'4". Yeah. What, you don't believe me?
I'm confirming your thoughts. Yeah.
And according to IMDb, John Wayne is 6'4".
Hey. Wait,
how tall is John Wayne
I heard
again?
John Wayne was 6'4".
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it?
Let's see about Kiefer.
He's 5'8".
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's small.
Shorter than me.
Which makes you think how small all the other people are on 24, because nobody looked like ginormous next to Kiefer at all.
No. Yeah.
Well, I was at a Redskins game once, and Tom Cruise was friends with Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins. So he was walking across the field one day, waving up at everybody. He looked like he was wearing my suit. Because, like, and
the
you would think this guy,
off.
The sleeves are hanging off and everything. I mean, he looked like a little kid in his dad's suit.
When he made his marital agreement with Katie Holmes, it was that she had to wear flats because she's 5'9". She's
right.
Tall.
Yeah, she's...
What, they had to get that in a marital agreement?
Well, you know, I don't call their marriage a marriage. It was a marital agreement.
Give me a break. Speaking of your break, 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Get the lowest prices of the season and closeout on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Memory Works, and Hotel. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm, or a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. Or a Memory Foam Cushion Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $597. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Or you could call us at 800-510-8255. We'll get you auto insurance.
Yeah, right? we'll get you anything you want.
Doug's Auto Insurance.
Doug's Auto Insurance and Body Shop.
We've got you covered.
You crash them, we'll fix them.
We will. And by the way, I have Doug's Glassworks.
That's right. And Marionette
and
Shop.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Doug's Manure Shop and Glassworks.
That's right. We
shovel
anything.
I'll sell it for you.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And buy you a new one.
Uh-huh. That's good, Richard. Congratulations on that. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I think we've got that area covered. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure.
Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Worldwide. Call.
Birthday time, one of the original guitarists with the Moody's, Mike Pinder, 69 years old today. Julian is my age.
No, maybe a year or two older.
No, I thought we decided we were the same age. Close.
We can pretend.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Like this. Yeah. All right, so happy birthday to Mike Pinder. John Amos, the actor from Good Times. Remember him from Die Hard?
Yeah.
Is he famous?
He was actually a bad guy in the second Die Hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a baddie.
You get the famous Amos?
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos, right. That's Wally Amos, though.
I gotcha. Okay.
Wally is, his name is Wally Amos. I'm not sure he's related at all to John Amos. Let's see, who else do we have as a celebrator today, Richie? Mick Jones. Guitarist with Foreigner. How many of their songs can you name? Cold as Ice.
Oh, yeah.
Long, Long Way From Home.
Tons.
Hot Blooded.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Morning, Blue Day. Double Vision, Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Yep.
I Want to Know What Love Is, et cetera, et cetera. Mick Jones, born this day, 1944. Double six. Does that mean he's going to have a spooky year?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Anybody? I'm going to be a devil this year, too.
You'll be a devil?
I'll be, no, double.
Double.
33. 33. 6.
Right.
99.
All right. Imagine somebody with those dimensions.
99 and just. When she's around the house, she's really
around. Really around the house. Actor Gérard Depardieu.
Gérard Depardieu.
62 today, Richie.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here. We got Terry Bozzio, drummer with Missing Persons. I don't know that much about Missing Persons.
Because they're missing.
This is all you need to know.
No. Yeah.
This is it, right? All right, so then we better get to David Knopfler, who is a guitarist with Dire Straits. Most people know who this guy is, and they know who Dire Straits are.
Okay. Wait a minute.
The Sultans of Swing.
That's a big Mark song. Knopfler.
Who is it?
Mark Knopfler. Why are they listening?
Mark Brothers,
unless his brother's in the band that I don't know about.
Let's check on it, Richie. Will you please? I don't want to give people the wrong idea.
Right.
The last thing I want to do is miscommunicate, give people misinformation. It would worry me for the rest of the day if I thought we were wrong about this. Good God. Horrible.
Yeah, no, there's no...
No, there
is a David Knopfler.
Yeah, okay, the Dire Straits.
Mark is the lead singer and the main guitar player.
Yeah.
So David must be some unknown brother.
Yeah, okay.
A brother from another mother.
A brother from another mother.
All right, so we can pass on that. All right, we still have some Christmas presents to give away, I think, don't we? We have a few more of those Christmas presents
laying around the closet.
A Zuzu? Sure.
Yeah, the Zuzu pet. So
my daughter got a Zuzu pet for you.
Oh, cool.
You didn't rip them off from our prize closet, did you?
I guess we don't have those anymore.
I might need to. The dog attacked this one. It thought it was a rat and did its job.
Nice job.
That's
yeah,
cute.
Get a pet.
Our 2020 quiz question. How much money is spent on weddings every year in the United States? It's in the billions.
Total?
Total number in the billions spent on weddings in the United States. So we're looking
How many marriages are there every year?
How many weddings are there?
Yeah.
About 30 million, 35 million?
All right, so there's about 30 million.
Many?
30
and the bonus
million?
Question is, how much money is spent on divorces every year in the United
right.
States?
Half. I'm guessing more.
Yeah.
800-5, well, you live in California.
That's right.
Massachusetts, the same thing.
Rack them up.
I want to move to Florida. 800-510, it's no-fault divorce down there, I think, isn't it? Some states have no-fault divorce.
What does that
in
mean?
Florida,
just get out and run?
Yeah. Grab your wallet and go.
Not here.
800-510-8255. How many billions of dollars spent on weddings every year in the United States? We'll find out the answer to that. Give you a swell Christmas present. Still in the Christmas season on a good day at 28 after the hour.
Growing up, AARP's travel ambassador Peter Greenberg watched what happened when kids went skiing.
Casts from their knees to their necks. And I said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go skiing.
But he still enjoys a good ski slope. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Ski resorts are booming with activities. How about a snow limo?
And what it is, it's a chauffeured chair on skis. How cool is that? You know, it's sort of like you have to do everything sitting down, but I love it.
Then there's the Zorb, a huge 6-foot ball you climb into.
And then they push you down the mountain. It is hysterical. And we watched this little lady do it. She got on, and all you could hear her doing down the mountain was like, ah! And when it was down, we figured, oh, my God, is she okay? Is she hurt? She and I said, let's do that again.
You can also go dog sledding, tubing, and ski biking.
It's almost like wakeboarding on snow, and it's so much fun.
That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
How much money spent on weddings every year in the United States to the clearest or nearest billion? 800-510-8255 on good day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program live from Los Angeles. Anything to stay out of the snow? I have to go back to the
snow. I don't know why you do. You should stay.
Because I got to go get Charlotte.
Are you going to drive her back?
Yeah, I think we'll drive back. Although I said to the stewards the other day there was nobody sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been perfect for Charlotte
to
have taken me and taken her. We were trying to figure out how she'd get along with everybody else, all the other dogs, with all the toys around, and decided she wouldn't.
Yeah, probably.
And all the dogs, the toughest of all of the three other dogs that are here, Megan, Tony's dog is the one who stands up more to Charlotte than
they get into scuffles. We've heard them
right.
before.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Charlotte is half the size of all the other dogs.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Frankie is completely complacent.
Uh-huh.
And Megan's new dog is also a wuss. So we're just
yeah, but
we're
big dogs are like big guys. They don't need to stick out their chest.
Right.
Little dogs are always. I mean, even the little yippy dogs.
They bite harder.
Yeah, they need to make themselves. I mean, I had a little Yorkie, and that thing would jump at any dog.
Yeah. And what happens at the end of the fight?
The Yorkie grabs some hair, and the big dog just kind of like when
like Jerry Springer.
The Yorkie, right? Exactly. When the Yorkie and my big dog Patch used to go at it. The big dog would just pull his tail up, pull his ears up so he wouldn't get bit, and the little dog would just walk away with a mouth full of hair.
Aww.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, yeah, the big dog, the pass would just go, you know, whatever.
800-510-8255. How much money is spent on weddings every year in the United States? We have Christmas presents,
I'm
several
gonna
of them.
I'm going to say 20 million.
No, it's not millions. Billion.
Yeah,
billion?
No, it's a billion. Massive. 20
billion.
Million is
not.
There are
billion.
Some weddings alone that get
that
spent millions of dollars.
You're right, you're right.
And that one might be Hugh Hefner, who is going to give marriage another try. This guy's 84 years old. The Playboy founder was divorced from his second wife, Kimberly Conrad, late, I guess, last year or this year.
He's only had
like
two
that.
Wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't marry them a lot. Now, who I feel sorry for is Holly Madison, who's one of the girls next door.
Yeah.
She wanted to marry Half big time. She was pushing for it, pushing
Why?
For it, pushing for it.
What do you want to
she
be married
to the money.
Wanted the money, I guess. California's a 50-50 state.
Right. Yeah. Sure, anyway, he's engaged to 24-year-old Crystal Harris, 60 years younger than he is.
Wow.
He was already eating for half price at Sizzler when she was born.
Right, exactly. All right, so so Clay, Hef has a, he's got twitter.com/ Hugh Hefner. Why don't you check that out?
Okay.
See, Jennifer's not where she can.
No,
Crystal, Crystal Harris.
He tweeted on his yesterday.
He didn't tweet anything.
Well, suggested
Crystal. His dentures may have tweeted
for him. Yeah, really.
When I gave Crystal the ring, she burst into tears. This is the happiest Christmas weekend in my life. I got what I was hoping for.
Wow.
So did she, Hugh. So did she.
Look at her.
24 year old. What does she look like?
She's pretty, but she doesn't. She looks much older than 24, don't you?
Yeah,
think,
she
right?
does look older than 24.
Used?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's blonde and.
They all are.
Put together.
All
His
of them
last
are.
Tweet was about 20 seconds ago, Hugh Hefner's.
Was it? What did he say?
He said, "This has been a perfect Christmas weekend. Now it's time to stop tweeting and say goodnight. Sweet dreams. It's a little late to be going to bed, Hugh."
All right. Well, here it's, what is it, 20 minutes to 7 on the West Coast. All right, so that's that marriage. Here's Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson.
Good, there's a picture of them together. He looks good.
No, he looks good.
For 84?
Yeah.
I look like that when I'm 84, Richie.
I hope so.
Yeah. The marriage of Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds. I do this because Jennifer loves...
I love this stuff. And you know he's already with somebody new.
Is he really?
And you're going to...
I thought he was upset... About the fact
he's upset, but guess who who's healing his wounds?
I give up.
Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Really?
Well, weren't they in a couple of movies together?
They were in a couple of movies together.
Oh.
And they, I guess he wants the stability of an older woman, so there you go.
No kidding. When they have another movie coming out, I think, even, don't they?
Do they? I don't know.
I think they were working on another movie. I think I heard that.
Huh.
Ryan Reynolds is, what, 30-something?
He's about 35, 34.
And Bullock is 40-something?
42-ish.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's swell. What's wrong with that? Scarlett Johansson's a kid. She was too young to get married in the first place. It was foolish. It was foolish. And she showed no interest in it from the beginning.
No, she had checked out a long time
right.
ago. That's what made him so sad.
Right. Oh, my God. How sad.
He was
poor heartbroken. Guy.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
That feels
Meanwhile, here's the gossip on Daniel Craig. Those who wonder which way he's headed.
He, I think, is headed in both directions.
Well, really?
That's what
apparently
I
is headed toward Rachel Weisz. who was with
what
him
does his boyfriend have to say
over the weekend.
Really? Oh.
Photographed laughing and holding hands in Somerset, which is a wonderful coastal town in England.
Uh-huh.
It is a beautiful beaches. I mean, it was probably kind of chilly this weekend there. But I remember going there with the kids to the beaches in Somerset. Just really kind
really
of remember
nice,
changing
huh?
Megan's diaper, as a matter of fact.
Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz caught canoodling in English countryside.
Canoodling.
Canoodling.
What's a canoodle? Can you describe what a canoodle is?
I can't show you. Mm. It's a family show.
Is it really? That's the whole thing. Let's see here. Who else is having marital and other? Oh, Jennifer Aniston. The business about Chelsea Handler and the comments about Angelina Jolie, yada, yada, yada. She is no longer friends with Chelsea Handler. But there is gossip about Aniston and how difficult she is to work with.
Really?
She's on a movie set now. Movie's called Wanderlust. And there's a story in Us Weekly this week suggesting that people are not allowed to get within 20 feet of her during the filming of the movie.
But she seems so nice.
Yeah.
She's so girl next door.
Yeah. Why can't she settle down with a man? What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
That's what people say to me. Why can't you settle down?
The only bad thing, well, I don't even know if it's a bad thing, but wow. I've heard that she's a fan of the herbal variety. She's very green.
Her and Willie Nelson would have a good time together.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
She's green?
She likes to smoke the green.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's the only kind of negative press I've ever heard about Jennifer Aniston, and I don't even know if it's that negative, I guess.
Well, I mean, it depends on your point of view. I wouldn't want to hang around anybody. What does that do to your skin? She has pretty good skin.
She has pretty good skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why does she like doing that?
I don't know.
Why do I like doing it? Hmm?
I haven't asked her.
False.
The rep says that her liking of marijuana is false?
No. Calls a report of the 20-foot buffer between her and anybody else.
Oh. That's false?
Yes.
What is it, 15?
Duh. It's only 15 feet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No reports.
Huh?
No reports.
All right, so here we have, what else is going on? We got anything else? Kevin Costner is being sued by Stephen Baldwin.
Why?
Your
really,
friend Stephen? Buddy.
Stephen Baldwin claims that Kevin Costner schemed to make millions of dollars in the BP oil rig disaster by tricking Baldwin into selling his shares in the company. I think that's not going to
get That doesn't surprise me a little bit.
What?
I don't know. I think you could easily trick Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think?
Right.
Show him something shiny and, you know.
But how does he get it? He's been in 60-some-odd movies, he told me, when we were over in Afghanistan.
Really?
Because he takes anything.
I can count like one.
Right.
The Usual Suspects.
Usual
Biodome. What did you say, Clay?
Biodome.
Oh, with Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
That was a highlight.
I listened to some old archived radio show that he was on. That guy's a nut.
Yeah,
he was in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, I sat next to him in the bus all the time. We were in Iraq.
He was your buddy, I know.
He was, yeah. We were on the back and forth with the email.
Let's see.
Was it Don't Talk Religion?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The Bible. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. That was about as much time as I needed to be around him. Unbelievable.
He's got 4 movies in production.
Stephen Baldwin does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe we should give him a call.
Yeah. That's it. But he probably, I mean, how much does a guy like that get? A couple hundred thousand a movie?
He's had 10 movies in the past 2 years, and none of them I've heard of.
Yeah, a lot of them probably go straight to Hallmark or Lifetime.
Yeah, he was in Jesse Stone.
Well, they go to DVD right away?
Yeah, they go to DVD
What's
right
Jesse
away.
Jesse Stone?
Isn't Jesse Stone that Tom
With Magnum.
Selleck thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in one of those episodes?
Yeah, he was in one of those episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
I get all the Baldwins confused, though. The only one I really can tell the difference between is Alec and Daniel.
Daniel's the one that doesn't really look like the rest of them.
Exactly.
Alec is the funny one.
Alec's the funny one. And then Billy now, I mean, Billy and Steven, I used to get confused. Now I kind of know Steven.
Steven's kind of heavy set. And
he's a little squattier.
Billy Baldwin is,
a little taller.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, well, I think we've handled that.
Yes.
Last movie he was in that I really remembered.
Yeah.
The Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas.
He was a Flintstone.
Stephen Baldwin was.
Yes. I think he played Barney.
He did play Barney.
Hey, Fred.
All right, so we haven't answered yet. The question, we'll answer it one way or another. How much money is spent on weddings every year in the United States of
America? Send us a tweet or a text.
America. Tweet, text, or 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix that you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Okay, we're trying to ascertain how much money is spent on weddings every year in the United States. Clay has some people who have gone to twitter.com/good day or Facebook, wherever you went to find these people.
Text messages.
All right, so text messages.
That too.
646. I forgot that number.
What's our number,
926
Clay?
926-DOUG.
All right. So the answers that you have, Clay, thus far are?
Jarrett Hines in Hollywood, Maryland says $1 trillion.
Whoa.
Out of his mind. I said it was
a lot.
Billions. I didn't say trillions.
Nice paying,
good thing he's paying close attention to what we're talking about. You're right.
I'm going to say kazillion. Amanda. Three kazillion.
That was actually my next answer. No, Amanda Scully in El Paso, Texas says $30 billion.
Huh. $30 billion too low?
Getting closer, though.
All right. Those are the ones I have.
That's it?
Yes.
Lousy. Betty in Clarksville, Tennessee. Hi, Betty. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
Did you have a Merry Christmas and a happy whatever?
I sure did.
Happy,
sure
what's
did.
Today's Kwanzaa? Happy Day's
oh,
Christmas.
Yeah.
Today's
happy
first
Kwanzaa.
Day of Kwanzaa?
Yeah,
it is. And this would be the third day of Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
What happened? What did you get on the third day of Christmas? My true love gave to me. I think it is a partridge.
No, that's the first one. Oh, on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave mm-hmm. to me.
Two turtle doves
and a partridge and a pear tree.
All right, so what happened on the third day of Christmas, Betty?
Let's see.
Some maids of milk.
Some kind of hens, wasn't it?
Three turtle doves.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Three turtle doves?
Were there two turtle doves or three?
Two turtle doves.
Yeah. Well, there were three.
Three French hens.
Four maids of milking. Five.
Golden rings.
Six.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens. Two turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Danny Partridge, that is.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't find that. You know, Bill Bennett isn't singing any of this stuff
right.
today, Betty. You can be sure of that.
That's right.
Yeah, four
right,
calling birds, five gold rings, six geese a-laying, seven swans a-swimming, eight maids a-milking,
nine ladies dancing,
10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and
12
drummers drumming.
Geese.
12 geese a-geesing.
Geese a-geesing.
12 geese a-goosing.
We just lost Betty.
Betty, where'd you go?
Betty, come back.
What happened?
And
she had the right answer.
She didn't have the right answer?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because she told me what her answer was.
What's her answer?
72 million.
Billion.
No, billion.
Oh.
No, it was 72 billion.
Yeah.
That's right. How did you know that?
I don't know.
She looked it up.
She didn't tell me that.
She probably did look it up.
Yeah.
$72 billion spent on weddings every year in the United States.
Good job, Betty.
Betty, but you didn't get the prize.
No.
A nice Christmas present. Well, nice
call us back, Betty. You had the right
answer. We'll donate it to charity for you.
Which one?
Jennifer Horn.
Yeah, right. Jennifer Horn retirement. Yeah. $72 billion is wasted.
That's not wasted.
That's good for the economy.
It can be well spent.
You.
More people ought to be married because it's good for the economy. We're all about making America better. And by the way, more of you should get married and divorced because it's really good for the economy.
And celebrate Christmas.
The government wants you to get married and then get divorced
because
it'll help the economy.
And there's nothing more important.
Do it for Uncle Sam.
Than helping
That's
you.
Right.
Exactly. It's your patriotic duty to get divorced.
Right. That's right. Doug's done his job.
I have. I'm a patriot.
Help
through
country.
And through. All right. So that takes care
Plus
of us.
Plus, you get a better tax break if you're married. So the government doesn't want you. No.
No,
you get a better tax break if you're single.
Taxes if you're single.
Right.
Really?
So the government wants you divorced.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Good point. All right, 51 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Divorced and kids.
I've got a cat.
Woohoo! I can't write that off.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A paralyzing East Coast blizzard. Lots of people going nowhere fast today. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. From Christmas Day on Saturday right through this morning, it's been a winter storm for the books. Those were the sounds in New York City last night. Wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour in the area with blinding snow. This system started dumping snow on North Carolina on Christmas Day and traveled right up the eastern seaboard to the mid-Atlantic states and continuing north to New England. Parts of Massachusetts could wind up with 2 feet or more when it's added up. Just ahead of the storm yesterday, these New Yorkers were among the many who flocked to the stores to stock up.
Last time my shovels broke, so I have to get everything and used up all my salt, so I have to replenish everything.
Get your shovel, get your snow, get your food, get your water.
Again, that was earlier in the day yesterday. By nightfall, you basically had to be nuts to venture out on the roads. Air travel? This guy was one of the lucky ones to get a flight out of Kennedy Airport in New York City yesterday just as the snow started to fall.
We're flying to Los Angeles on Virgin today. We're the last flight out and everything afterwards canceled.
Canceled not only in the Northeast, but many cancellations across the country with a ripple effect. This woman, not so lucky, expressing her frustration over not being able to find out what was happening with her flight.
You're calling and it directs you to another route, departures, arrivals. You press one for whatever, you know, thing you want to find out about, and you're not getting the phones just ringing out.
Major airlines canceling over 1,000 flights yesterday and will be playing catch-up for days to come. One other casualty of the blizzard, the NFL Sunday night game in which the Eagles were supposed to host the Vikings in Philadelphia, postponed to tomorrow night. Philly's mayor, Michael Nutter, said the Eagles and NFL made the right call.
Certainly between now and Tuesday, almost all of our roadways will be clear. Obviously, we still encourage folks to take mass transit.
Listen, as somebody who lives just outside of New York City, sitting here buried in the snow, I need mass transit to get from my living room to my kitchen. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What a way to kick off the holiday week. The Eastern Mountains scoring a huge round of new snow, and it's going to keep falling. We'll be having more and more trails opening up as spots will fire it up to full operation in no time. Okemo in Vermont, ready for the fresh powder, cruising up over 30 miles of terrain. It's over 30 miles of Killington as well as their Needles Eye area and, of course, Bear Mountain, all opening up. Under the Poconos, where Big Boulder's right in the middle of all the fun, picking up plenty of fresh powder, cruising at full operation. Devil's Head in Wisconsin now with about 29 runs and 95% of the mountain open. Heading out west, you'll find the packed powder everywhere you turn, like in Arapahoe Basin, now riding from six lifts and 94 runs. They scored some fresh snow over the weekend, the same for Beaver Creek at 140 trails. Keystone now checking out 130 runs, closing in on full operation and over 3,000 acres. Copper Mountain, 130-plus runs themselves and 20 lifts open, while the Deer Valley, Utah, now moving up to 97 runs. It's packed powder from over 20 lifts. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Wall Street back in action following a three-day weekend. Last Thursday, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ with small gains on a light trading day. Investment experts expect another week of stocks nudging upward in what has become a traditional year-end bounce. Stocks have gone up for the past four straight weeks. Trading expected to be light again this week. President Obama and the rest of the First Family continue their 11-day Hawaiian vacation today. So far, the president has kept a fairly low profile. He and his family did go to church yesterday in a chapel on a Marine base not far from the Obamas' vacation home. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Jack, do me a favor. Just let go of the reins a little, okay?
I'll let go, Greg, when you show me once and for all that you have what it takes to lead.
I thought those two had worked out their issues. Little Fockers, number one at the box office, the third installment in the Meet the Parents comedy series, took in $34 million this past weekend. And finally, you may have already realized this, but this week is the final week of 2010. New Year's Eve is this Friday night, which means the folks in New York City have some work to do, clearing snow and such, to get ready for a rather large gathering in Times Square.
Three, two, one, Happy New Year!
I think the gathering this Friday night might be a little larger than that. The folks at Countdown Entertainment are in charge of the festivities. Jeff Strauss says this year's Times Square bash will be bigger and better than ever.
Added to the entertainment level, we actually are going to have more performances. We have more content. It's really exciting.
He sounds almost too excited to speak. By the way, the whole shebang, including the ball drop, will be seen in a live webcast for the second straight year. And get this, the Times Square ball itself is on Twitter.
After over 100 years of silence, the ball is finally talking. We actually, the Times Square ball tweets and gives out all the information about not only what's going on in Times Square, but the events leading up to New Year's Eve.
Only a matter of time before some unflattering photos of the Times Square ball show up on the Internet. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
After Christmas mattress sales, get the lowest prices of the season and closeout on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Memory Works, and Hotel. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm, or a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. Or a Memory Foam Cushion Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $597. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sales. Exclusions apply. See store for details.